Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. In celebration of National Agriculture Day, Ag Commissioner Ryan Cross is joining with the Kentucky Beef Council to kick off a new Kentucky Proud product. Kentucky Proud Beef is being introduced across the state today.
Unveiling a 100% Kentucky Proud Beef product in Kroger grocery stores. So you'll be able to walk into one of 85 different locations across Kentucky and buy, perhaps for the first time, a 100% Kentucky processed Kentucky-raised beef cattle product right there in the grocery store at a competitive rate. And we really hope this opens the door for other opportunities for more Kentucky beef going into Kentucky grocery stores without making that trip to the Midwest first.
Quarles says this project has been in the making for quite some time.
We've put in about 2 years worth of work with the Kentucky Cattlemen Association, the Ag Development Board, and my office, as well as great work with Kroger grocery stores as well. So the cows are cold cattle. They'll be processed in eastern Kentucky at the Chop Shop, distributed through Creation Garden in Louisville. They've been great to work with.
He says he thinks consumers will like Kentucky Proud Beef.
I think consumers want this. When given a choice between beef from an unknown origin versus beef that has that big Kentucky Proud symbol on it, clearly indicates that cattle, that beef came from Kentucky. The consumer's gonna vote with their wallet, and I think they're gonna pick Kentucky beef first.
We'll have more in a moment. Since 1993, the Farm Bureau Scholarship Foundation has been working to assist Kentucky youth in their goal of obtaining a post-secondary education. Each year, the county and state organizations award financial help to enable hundreds of students to begin their college careers. Learn more, start planning now. Go online to kyfb.com/scholarships. That's kyfb.com/scholarships. A public service message from Kentucky Farm Bureau. Commissioner Quarles says this is about more than just selling beef at the grocery stores.
It's about getting this debuted in a great working fashion, getting it off the ground, because I'm confident that if we show that there is strong demand for Kentucky beef, this could lead to some very big things. That, as you know, Kentucky has great genetics when it comes to breeding. We do a lot of great backgrounding here, but most cattle end up in the Midwest before they're processed. And so we want to perhaps disrupt that model.
He adds Kentuckians have a chance to send a clear message.
We hope it sells out quickly, because we want to send a message with something that we know already exists, that the local agriculture movement is real, and that if Kentuckians go out and buy Kentucky beef, this will give us an opportunity to perhaps attract a larger processor right here in Kentucky.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.